Can you talk about what we know right now about specifically nivolumab and pembrolizumab and how the FDA indications are crafted and how that gets translated into non-protocol practice?
Right. Well, both drugs are now approved for previously treated MSI-high or mismatch repair deficient colorectal cancer. So I think that both can be used in practice. You know, my particular question is how to use this. Do we need to use it in combination? Do we need to use it sequentially? And so I think those are the questions at the moment. I mean, we know that people who've had a lot of chemo and are pretty sick can be literally resurrected with these drugs and can be treated for a long time, for really years on these therapies with minimal side effects. So it's amazing how well patients can do with this. But there's a first-line study going on from pembrolizumab versus chemo, so I think that's an important first-line study to determine. I have a patient on that study who responded really well to chemotherapy, as you might expect, because, you know, with platinum-based chemo and no ability to repair the DNA, they can do really well also. And he hasn't made it to crossover yet, and it's been a year and a half. So, you know, here's a patient that's done very well with chemo. So I don't know if the right thing to do is jump in with the anti-PD-1. We're going to be specifically answering that in a new NCTN study that's a collaboration between NRG and SWOG called the COMMIT study, which will be a first-line MSI-high study. And in that study, we'll be using atezolizumab, but it'll be chemo alone, atezolizumab alone, or the combination. And I think that'll give us some real answers to how to use the drug in first-line also. So I encourage people to check the MSI status before you start chemotherapy for first-line metastatic disease and think about enrolling people to these trials.
That's an interesting point, though, that you made about patients doing better with platinum-based chemotherapy than non-MSI patients. Do we have any quantification of how much better?
I don't think this has been really studied systematically because, you know, they're pretty rare and they were kind of folded into all the other studies, so you got a few here and a few there. But these studies should really kind of give us a better handle on that.